ומתום ניגוד בידה ומצוי סגור חי אינם ומתוי ורב לב זה עכשיו בא ניצוי סגור חי כרבונון דפליג אסום חס ראשון הבאי את נפקים כדוד רגל ונעשה את זה קרן ויש למה דויר לשם ולשום למחוץ ניגוד בידה וסתם מוקי במרס וחוץ נעלי יום סבטיס אקום את הפרס פשט מרשי ולא נעשה נעו that it's possible to apply the Mishnah. The Pagamish to Tzchula and Saldei Shino. But the question is, if it's Tzchula and Saldei Shino, so it's possible to apply it to Tzchula and Saldei Shino. But if you want to deduce from that price that Tzchula and Saldei Shino is Mishal Nibufe, so then we have to say that these vices reference to Tzchula that originally was Saldei Shino. But the behemoth became habituated to be Matis Chures al Dishin. So now it's already after three times. It's the fourth time. So then Rav Rabbon say he pays the Chotzinezik. The Chotzinezik. Why? Because what has happened as a result? As a result of the Hadoi, of the habituation process. As a result of the habit that the behemoth established in being Matis Chures al Dishino, so being Matis Chures al Dishino, what is an example of being Matis Chures al Dishino? In other words, if the behemoth kicks, and by kicking will be eaten, it is Matis Chures. That's an example of Chures al Dishino. So in other words, Holcho, Ubato, Veitizo, Chures al Dibite. That's an example of Tzchures al Dishino. So Mele, if it habituated itself to do it, so then it becomes Uche. So Mele, and Rav Lezer says, when Rabbonan say that he pays a Chotzinezek, so the Rabbonan have reference to the case where the behemoth habituated itself to Tzchures al Dishino, so then the fourth time, it still pays only Chotzinezek. Because why should it pay in Ezek Sholem? Why should it pay in Ezek Sholem? After all, what happened as a result of the habit? That it became a natural act. But Tzchures Keuche at the very outset is natural. And still the Torah says, only Chotzin Ezek. So Tzchures al Dishino, after habituating itself to it, is like Tzchures the first time Shaloi al Dishino. Tzchures the first time Shaloi al Dishino is 100% natural, and still the Torah says Chotzin Ezek. So Tzchures al Dishino after three times is Uche. So again Chotzin Ezek. Again Chotzin Ezek. In other words, that Ein Hadoyer Litzchures. Ein Hadoyer Litzchures. The Rabbonon of Rav Lezer hold Ein Hadoyer Litzchures. And then Rav Lezer says, no, Yesh Hadoyer Litzchures. So there is a difference between a natural tzchures at the very outset. So there, even though it's natural, so that's the Shere Sakosuk, the Aloch HaMishin Sinai, he pays, the owner pays only Chotzin Ezek, Masheinke, where at the outset it was Mishune. And then it became natural through a habituation process, so then it becomes a Tolda Dikaren. And if it's a Tolda Dikaren, then the Muez of Tolda Dikaren has to pay Nezek Sholem. Has to pay a Nezek Sholem. So, Mar Sova Yish Adoy Litzchores, U Mar Sova Rin Adoy Litzchores. Ele lo so, zos lo tzid rashi. Elo yi bo yisru pa mitzvah skil chayi. U yishad bayi bo vres mi guf mishalim. Bo yisru pa mitzvah bechazine, bichuruche, bichin rab lezer, lo yishtachas lai, elo bichon bitzchures. Vayi de shlo yishad zine beoche. Dio, de rab li tuuche. Vam, rab lo chotzen ezi kishon tzchures, dimu adi mitzchuroson, loche chotzen ezi kishuloi. Hai nami bichon el vayet, lo yichom mo mitzchuroson, vein adoy mitzchures. And the Rabbonim's hold, ain't a doyle tzchures, sheshin ben, umitone migufei, al mitzchures kurchai, nam migufei. Because if we were to assume that tzchures kurchai, at the very outset, is mealiyo, so why should the habituation of tzchures al dishinu be any different? The Rebbe's asova, the tzchures kurchai, ki Rabbonim, the pligasimches, vishone vayet, Natkin is told in the Regel, the Nas is told in the Keren, the Yishlem Adol Yishalin is Yishalin. But why does he say Mikufei? Where do we find that in the Yishalin Mikufei? The answer, if it's okay, the answer is, when Rav Lezer says in the Braise that he pays Mikufei, he means the first step. So, he pays Mikufei. But the other half, he pays Naliyo. So the Gemara has the kasha. Elohu, the boy of Rabbi. Yesh adoyel itzchores, so ain't adoyel itzchores. Here the Rabbonon, ain't adoyel itzchores. Here the Blazer, yesh adoyel itzchores. Omer l'chove, ki mi boyel yedidi, al yedid the Rabbonon, yitli galei yisumche. Aval hoche. So now the Gemara comes back to the original kinta of the Gemara. To the original kinta of the Gemara. Aber hoch ist in Rabbon und dem Radleser, ki sum ches wirre. Jo am ar Zchureis, Zchureis, nezich jole mischal. Vitae me mai am Rabbon und chotzi nezik, ki nishon evo lehaie. So Zchureis gul chaie, so bein Rabbon und dem Radleser in der Preise, they hold like sum ches, de Zchureis gul chaie, so pain, in the Sholem. But here the price is reference to Tzchures al Deishino. To Tzchures al Deishino. So in Mele, Tzchures al Deishino, so of course pays a Chotineze, even Sumches will be made there. We tell my own Rabbon Chotineze, we shall not lie. So in Mele he pays a Chotineze and a Mikufe. So why does Rav Lezer say that he pays in the Sholem? And Mikufei, the answer is, here you say the Tav, and we look at the Tav, and Rabbon don't come with it. So the Gemores, so the Mele, when the Blazer says in the Praise, that he pays Mikufei, he means the whole Nezek Sholem, he pays Mikufei. Because the Chotranizek, he pays in Nezek Sholem. So then the Gemores, the Kashi, Eim, and Mishamis, and Rav Tav, Nezek Sholem, Mikufei, Mishamis, Lez. How do we know that according to Rav Tav, so the Nezek Sholem, that he pays, the Baal HaKeret pays in Ezek Sholem for Chotzer HaNizek, so that it is Mikufei. Hey, Meheich and Ma'isel in Mikerem Yoshev Sarabim, dialogue in Nadili is Kinim. What is the whole basis of Chotzer HaNizek? That he pays in Ezek Sholem. In Kalochena we learn out the Chomo from the Kal. So the Melamed is the Kal, Yoshev Sarabim. And the Kerem Yoshev Sarabim. And the Chomo is Keren Yoshev Sarabim. So in Mele, Rav Tarfon has to be made that he pays only Mikufei, because the Lomei cannot be more Chomo than the Melamed. The Lomei, what is the Lomei? The Lomei is Keren Yoshev Sarabim. And what is the Melamed? Keren Yoshev Sarabim. Keren Yoshev Sarabim pays only Mikufei, not Me'aliyah. So in Mele, the Lomei cannot be a cholo, more cholo than the Melamed. But the question is, that's the longest of the Rabbono. But Rav Tarfon, and this is exactly the reason as to why the Rabbono not chelik and the halacha of Rav Tarfon, because dialogue not really is chelik. So how can you deduce that Keren Yoshev Sarabim should be chayev full liability when the Melamed is, the Keren Yoshev Sarabim is only chayev head damages? So this is what Rabbono said to Rav Tarfon. Obviously, Rav Tarfon holds that we do not say dialogue that is Kinnibim. That the Lomid can even be more homo than the Lomid. So how can you say that Rav Tarfon will be made that he pays Nezek Sholem only Mikufei because of dialogue that is Kinnibim? So, aim that for Rav Tarfon as Lidaye, so the Gemara says, Ki les Lidaye, heiche di mivrach kal vachena, heiche di loy mivrach kal vachena, is Lidaye. In other words, Rav Tarfon also agrees with the principle of dying. But in respect to the full liability, so Rav Tarfon says we cannot apply the principle of dying. Why can't we apply the principle? Because if we apply the principle of dying, so then the whole Kalachemel is knocked out. So there is a whole knocked out as far as half damages is concerned. So we don't have to have recourse to the Kalachemel. So that's plain logic. The Torah says that the Yoshev Sarabim is high. Why should Yoshev Sarabim be less? why should it be less liable than Rishisarabim? That's not a kalachina, because whenever we talk in kalachina, we don't mean plain logic. It's not plain logic. That's yalvuse, just like it's a reshove is a yalvuse. So it's a special aloha that the Torah is meekly dovid b'kalocheira. But it's not a question of plain logic. But here, as far as the damages, that we can deduce, not only Chazal, any Jew who learns Torah with common sense, so he can deduce mitzvah asmore, that if the Torah says that Keren Yoshisarabim is high, what's Nezek? Obviously, Keren Yoshisarabim is also higher. Why should he be less higher? Yoshisarabim and Yoshisarabim on the basis of pure logic, without recourse to droshes of Bideshatir and Dreshetbeh. So that means that if we are going to say Daye as far as have damages, so the whole Kalachina goes down. So here it doesn't say Daye. Mashenkin in regard to Bigufio Malio, Teir of Talafim, also says Daye. Alright, that's the first Lashon Rashi. So according to the first Lashon Rashi, the Shaila in the Gemara of Yeshadoi, the Abaye in the Gemara of Yeshadoi in Tzules, or Yeshadoi in Tzules, has reference to Tzules al-Dishin, not to Tzules Kirchai, not to Tzules Kirchai. According to the second version, the Abaye, whether Yeshadoi in Tzules, or Yeshadoi in Tzules, has reference to Tzules Kirchai. To Tzules Kirchai. So let's see now in the second version. Let's see the Lishnachin, we left off at Lishnachin. Elo vidayin bitzvoes, ki urchaye tlotezime, ubihokni, rablezer sova yishadoye mitzvoes, ki yishokotzimizim. So where is according to the first Lashon Rashi? When Gemara in the Shakl Vitalye says, elo ki koma rablezer nezek sholim kidaye, the Gemara is applying the price to the case of it's Atzules al Deshimu, and there was Adoye, according to the second Rashi, in Rashi, when the Gemara says at this stage, Eloki Koma Rebleza, Nezek Shore, King Daye, the Gemara is applying the Braise to the case of Tzules Kirchai at the very outset. But in addition, the behemoth did it three times. At the very outset, it was natural Tzules. But in addition, the behemoth did it three times. And according to the second version in Rashi, the Abaye by Rove, whether in Shadur in Tzures or in Abaye in Tzures, has referenced the Tzures Kirchai. The ordinary Tzures, a behemoth walks into the Rishus HaYochi, into Rishus HaBizek, and it steps upon pebbles and is mazik. The first time, Chayim Potsenezek. The second time, Chayim Potsenezek. The third time, Chayim Potsenezek. He did it three times in the Chotzer HaMizek. Now he did it the fourth time. So the value is, Yeshadoi Mitzchures, since there was a habituation process. So Mimele, the fourth time it's Chayev Nezek Sholem, or it's Chayev Chotzer Nezek. So on that point is the Machlekes. This is what Gemara is saying at this stage. That's the Machlekes between the Rabbonim and Rablezer and the Braise. Rabbonim and Rablezer and the Braise reference the case where the behemoth habituated itself to the natural of Tzures, the natural way of Tzures. And now it's the fourth time that it was Matis Tzures and Chotzer HaNizek. So Rabbonim say the only pay is only Chotzer HaNizek. There is no Indian of Adoye in Tzures Kirchai. There is no such thing. And then the Rabbonim say, and the Rabbonim said, and that Chotzer Nezek is Migufe, even when it was already became Muet. So certainly, at the very outset, it's certainly Migufe. It's certainly Migufe. And then the Rablezer says, in the case of Adoye in Tzures Kirchai, so he pays in the Nekshoret, and Yesh Adoye in Tzures. And Yishadoy Litzvahs. But but he brings in the Rikshalei, and the Tzatamus, half of it, he pays me with it. He pays me with it. That's the second one. Now let's see it in Rashi. Oh, so he says, משתחים על דיין צורס כל חי ובודזים לי ובאופלי גבר עושה להגיד שפיר לצורס כי שחוצן נזוקים שפוי לא עולי הדוי וכואז רבשולם על מה משפו שחוצן איזה כי היי ובודזים לי משם לרבשולם ומגוף ויצא תמוס כך שמעיתי ויקיה So, I mean, so many are in the Raya from the Rashi that Vikea is not an integral part of Rashi's Losh. Somebody else put it in. It's not part of Rashi's Losh. So let's ignore the Vikea. Abu Koshali, Kiv Limi Kora Abi Uch. Well, that in itself is a Raya. That the Vikea was put in by somebody else. Maybe one of the Talmidim of Rashi, I mean. Or maybe one, I don't know. Who could have done it? Maybe one of the matrisim who was probably a big book himself, he just put it into the Rashi. It's not Rashi's Losh. Because how could it be part of Rashi's Losh? Because then it wouldn't make sense. Kapsha Maiti Ikea, Abu Kosha. So in other words, Rashi finds that pshat difficult. Not Mistabea. So how can he say that's Ikea, that's the real pshat, but it's difficult. Say, that's the Ikea Pshat, but it's different. So in Mele, it's a Raya that the Ikea has to be taken out. It's somebody else put it in, after Rashi. Avo Koshal, Kim Dimikor, Havi Uche, Vafi Uche, Chotzen Edek Nishale, Mali Chazine, Mali Meya Zine. So in other words, so it appears, once we take out the Ikea, so then it means that Rashi mentions the Pshat. So according to the first Pshat, the Abaye Uyesh Adoye Mitzvores or Ein Adoye Mitzvores that Rovei's mentions has reference to Tzvores Al-Deshinu to Tzvores Al-Deshinu but Tzvores B'Yuchaye there is definitely no Adoye because what's the purpose? Rashi's longest is very reasonable. I mean, we can understand that, not that we couldn't say any other way. I mean, the contrary Shite could also be explained. But we understand it very well as why Rashi is Deiche, the second Pshat. I mean, and the Vikam is not part of Rashi's Loshin, that's somebody else put it. So Rashi is Matre, the second Loshin. Because according to the second Loshin, according to the first Loshin in Rashi, the value of the Yish Adonai Tzchunas or in Adonai Tzchunas has reference exclusively to Tzchunas Al-Deshina. So the Meir at the very outset, what is Tzchunas Al-Deshina? If it is Tzitzot Tzchunas Al-Debid, the behemoth, not in the course of walking in a natural way, so she stepped upon Tzchunas and that was thrown into another place and the damage. No, but the Kavone, it kicked to throw Tzchunas the way a ball player kicks a ball, Bikavon. So in other words, the behemoth kicked the Tzchunas Bikavon. That's an example of Tzchunas, of Tzchunas Al-Deshin. So, Mimele, that's Mishune. So, that's the Abaye of Mimele. Whether there is a Nian of Adoye or there is no Nian of Adoye. Where there is a Nian of Adoye or there is no Nian of Adoye. Masha'in came, Tzchunas Kuruchaye, so at the very outset it's a natural way. And still the Torah says that he pays only Chatzinezek, that's a concept. He pays only Chatzinezek. So what difference does it make? Whether it's the first time, or the fourth time, or the hundredth time. In something that at the outset it's Mishune. So the difference between the first time and the fourth time, because Herdom Aseteva, so true, before the Herdom, before the habit was formed, before the habituation process, so it was an unnatural act. It was not the Teva of the Sheya to go. After it established, it addicted itself to go, so Herdom Aseteva, then it became the natural act. Masha'im came Tzchunas Kuruchaye, so the first time it's the most natural act for the behemoth to be Matisaurus in the course of walking. So why? And still he pays the whole attention on the Chotzenezek. So what difference does it make the first time, the fourth time? What difference does it make? That's why Rashi is matre. The second lashon. So according to Rashi's first lashon, the whole Shaila in the Gemara, whether yes Adoy Mitzvahs, in Adoy Mitzvahs, is in respect to Tzvuas al Yisrael. Tzvuas ki or Chaye, it's not Shaila to say Adoy. The second lashon holds no. The Abaye of Hove, whether yes Adoy or in Adoy, so is as reference to the case of Tzvuas ki or Chaye. So then Rashi's Kashi is, Tzvuas ki or Chaye, what is the purpose of Adoy? So the Rashba says, that, of course it's Exer Sakosuf, but the Exer Sakosuf is the clarity of the certain concept. What is Tzvuas? Tzvuas is Keir. Of course, Tzvuas ki or Chaye is natural. But there is, it's a question of degree. It's most natural for a behemoth to be magic degree. For a human being who has intelligence, so it's not chaya. So everything that is done by a human being is done deliberately with intelligence and with a purpose. So in the melee, it's very natural. It's very natural for an Odom, it is just as natural for an Odom to be Mazik al Dikeichel as it is to be Mazik Dikeichel. You can say that it's not, the Gemara says, Odom Urche is a Yoshe. In other words, if a person acts like a human being, it's not a natural thing for a real human being to be Mazik Dikeichel. But there couldn't be any difference in the degree of naturalness, whether the hezek is done by another, b'gufei, or it's done b'keifei. Mashiach in the heime was no intelligence, and usually an act is done instinctively, so then it's much more natural for the heime to be mazik the rucho al b'gufo than it is to be mazik al b'tzores, even though to be mazik al b'tzores the rucho is also natural. In other words, suppose that the human walks in the street and there are pebbles and she steps on the pebbles, it is thrown, it is tossed to a mokemachir and then it damages something. So it's also natural, but that's not as natural. Hezek by the Behemoth al Bikuche does not have the same degree of naturalness as Hezek by the Behemoth Bikuche. So in other words, of course it is a sakoso. We couldn't say it is a smore. We said, as well, we have to say, Kiri Kibutin. Kiri Kibutin. But it's Exerzakos, it's Alocha Mishin Sinai. But Alocha Mishin Sinai itself is declaratory of a certain fact. Because Hezek Bikirche, Al Bikirche by Behime, it does not have the same degree of Uche as Hezek by the Behime Bikirche. So because of that, the Torah said, Chotzenedim. That's the reason. You'll see, I mean, what the Shemu say in discussing the Shiva Zori. So that is the reason as to why Rove has an Abaye, as to whether Surah is Mishalim Igufe or Mawiyah. Eicha Teise, it should be Mishalim Igufe. Eicha Teise! Where do we find Gufe? Where does the Torah mention the Aloha of Igufe? We got a Mishune! So what application could it have to Tzchures with Yurch? Meicha Teise. The answer is, this is what Rashba means. The answer is that Hezek by Behemoth al Dikeche is also a little bit Mishum. But that slight Shinu is not Mishum enough to be considered Mishum. But it's a question of degree. So the Melee, since the reason as to why the Torah says that Tzchures pays Chotzen Ezek, because Keichel does not possess the same degree of Urche as Gufei, it's more Urche for the Behemoth to be Mazik as the Behemoth walks, and then it bumps against something, against someone. So three things for the behemoth to be mazik, how that was a sword. That was a sword. So maybe sins, shuves, which is uche, has an element of shinu, an element of shinu. It's not substantial in shinu, but it has an element of shinu. It's not, it doesn't possess the same degree of uche as gufei. So anyway, maybe the aloha of the gufei, not really applies to it. All right, anyway, that's the abaye barod. So that's the teretz of Rashi's kashi against the second lashon. Rashi is matcha the second lashon, because how could there be such a daito that there should be hadoye and zubes? What's the purpose of hadoye? Hadoye means habit formation, habituation. So shayach to say habituation, habit formation in something that is, that at the outset is not completely natural. But if at the outset it's completely natural, so how is a child to say Adoya? Is a child to say that he may habituate itself to it? It's a natural instinct. There is a drive in the him to it. So if something is 100% over, it's not child to say Adoya. Adoya by definition essentially means habituation, habit formation. So, but it's uche. So it's teva without herge. Hadoya means herge lasa teva. But here it's teva without herge. So it's not just the answer. So what is the teretz of all the rishonim who explain it in accordance with the second version? They say, true, it's uche. In other words, but it has an element of shinu. But that slight shinu is not substantial enough that it should be considered mission. But an element of shinu there is. If there is an element of shinu, so maybe we can consider that question. Maybe there is adoye. So in other words, so without adoye it's natural, but not as natural, let's say, as gufe. Through adoye it might become as natural as gufe, as it has in adoye. Alright, that's the teretz. Now, we can do that. Well, the Rashi. Eil hod de boy rabbi ich habe nicht zurück gehen kann. I moson. So ich wollte die haben uns mit dem Kamais schon kurz letzte Stellung kennen dann nur. Und die aus Kamais eil hod de boy rabbi. Die ich habe nicht zurück sich noch beim was auch die Schino zum kommen. Wir haben die noch die Schino. Go nach die zurück da da haben wir die kennen. Ich ja ich schau mir schon. Ich komme hier gesagt zurück, wo kein ich da da gegangen. Ich gedamre Kilo, oidio mo kilo. E di tondi di regno, e do uche. E io e ma do e... do mi zi di kamai zai, e va flo, e mi shau no chocinese. O mo lacho, e chi come poi ave ali di rabono, di filau di suche, u di ashino. Vo che si oi di rabono, di rabono, e di suche, u zi di kamai zi come vile. E come la presa nel kishon, rabono, la mo chocinese, u mi shau no di tschures, che si zora kakele, va kakli di odi ala kodesh. וכן דואב אנו צורס כאו חיי, הרוטון ולקרם, היו כאו רבון וחוצה נזק, ומגופה, רבי זה כתב, למשול וחוצה נזק משם לרשולה, ניחו לבוא לרבון ולרבי זה כסום חס, ניחו לרבון ולפסיק עלינו כאו בצורס על דשים, וכן דחו חס פיר עליהם, רבון ולפיק על נסים חס, חוצה נזק משם, וסולוי, תראו בצורס על דשים וסביר עליהם, ישינו לבין נזק, וכתבוי רבה של כמוש, ישינו לבין נזק, מייך קומאי צו מיר טאט מיט שמעט רניזע מיט גאנץ שרעב וואס מאס ניסט דאבאי וואס מאד די איז ניט אבער גוט אַ קאמי גוט פון אַ טאט וואס די דאלי די איז דאלי און שאַן וואס מיר די גאנץ וואס האב די וואס דאלי די מיר קאל קיין די ניט אַבער מיר דאלי די שאַן קאל גיי האב קאל קיין האב מיר קאן נאמען שוויינער מיר שוז אַ ניזע קומי גאָר דאָ ביי חוד אין די חסטאם מיט זיך מיר שוז רעב אבער היך דאָ ניט פאַר קאל קיין איז דאלי די אויך דאָס קאל קיין און די שומען באן דאלי די גוט ווי קען מיר דאָ נאָר hoy u khotine ze gut ni shav di kerem oy di un mi kore ka ab de kru khotine de regel do u khotine ze ki mot va va ki ho khotine ze gut ni shav mes di u ka hador so vein va hador acheres di kazu hador so vein va hador acheres na vay rashi explain da bay of rove according to the first motion and according to the second motion according to the first motion so he definitely no, it's not possible, it's not conceivable. There should be a doyam swears go high. According to a second version, so the shaila of hish adoyoy nadoy applies to tzuras kochai. Now let's go over one case. Bimuyet mifulosim. Rabbi Chaim Zalman Baruch. The last case. Mishamus. Elok mishone vay. Yud nazak kumches. Umforesh kim daye tod rabbi kochai. Vichay yichay vitzchul eskul chaye, shimad in chloso, chotzin ezek vissoroi, hon amin bishon ebayi, vichom in umuyed mitchlose, vein adil vitzchul eshe shinobe. So, it's an ayah from this thesis that the term veikam is not part of Rashi's Loshon. It was put in by someone else. Because if thesis had that text, I mean that word in his text, in thesis text, so then it would mean that Rashi accepts the second Loshon, and Tetzves mentions the name of Rashi, the first Loshon, not the second Loshon. All right. Vizuloi, honam bishon vayim, lechom amu en mikrosin, abu lezuloi shen vayim, metonis shal migupe yal mitzvoi kuruche, nami migupe, vitiv shei yirobe, vikor shei deheche poshi. So, Tetzves mentions Rashi's first Loshon, and that's Rashi's pshat, because the second Loshon Rashi rejects, so Tetzves rejects Rashi's pshat, which is the first Loshon of Rashi. Why? Because the hei cheposhi todirove diu mitzvules kiuche me'aliya. Hei chedishon apal gav da'ayi nishale migufe vitzat tamuz b'imkei me'yed hei chedishon apal gav da'ayi. So he says, how can it be patient that tzvules at this stage in the Shakul Italia of the Gemara? So, how can it be patient that Tzchures Kiruch, that Tzchures Kiruch pays Migufe, maybe Tzchures Kiruch pays Me'aliyah? But what do you see from the Rabbanon? You see from the Rabbanon that because the Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar, they have reference not to Tzchures Kiruch, but they have reference to Tzchures Al-Dishinu, where there was Hadoy, there was a habituation where that Tzchures Al-Dishinu was done three times already. Now is the fourth time. So in such a case of Tzchures Al-Dishinu through Hadoy, the fourth time, so the Rabbonon and the Rabbi Elazar say that he pays Migufe. So the Meile, as she says, so Tzchures Kiruchai, the very outset, is analogous to Tzchures al-Dishinu, the fourth time. So since the Rabbanon of Rabbi Elazar saying the Braise, that Tzchures al-Dishinu the fourth time pays me to pay, what is the fourth time in Tzchures al-Dishinu? Then it's natural. And Tzchures Kuruchaye the first time is also natural. So how could Tzchures, assuming that Tzchures Kuruchai the first time pays Me'aliyah and not Migufe, so how could Tzchures Al-Dishinu the fourth time be less chomo than Tzchures, how could Tzchures Al-Dishinu the fourth time be less liable, less chomo than Tzchures Kiruche the first time? That's what Rashi says. So Tesha says no. So because the Heiche Poshit on the Rove deal with Tzchures Kiruche Me'aliyah, Aval Heiche Nishone, and the fourth time Aval Gav De'ayet is Mishale Migufe Ditzatamus Bimkeim Oimedes, Ditzatamus Bimkeim Oimedes. So in other words, so that's no kashi against Rashi. When can we say tzatamus became emes? Let's say Rabbi Yehuda says tzatamus became emes. That's only when there are two chotzis, two halves. When there are two halves, so tzatamus became emes. Tzatamus became emes. In other words, that as far as the first step, that the owner of the shayla was hired even the first time, that's been came on us. But, so, because At the fourth time, so the owner has to pay in his exchange. So there is the first step and there is the second step. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, Satan and King of Medes. But in the case of the Rabbonon of Rebrezer, so they say, ain't other words. So the first time, in other words, so the first time, so he pays a Chotzin Ezek, and the fourth time he also pays a Chotzin Ezek. So then we cannot say Tzatamud in Kehilim Eres. Tzatamud in Kehilim Eres, we can only say when he pays in Ezek Sholeh. When the owner pays in Ezek Sholeh, so there is one half damage that he pays over and above the liability of the first time. So the half damage that the owner paid originally is in Kehilim Eres. Mashein came here in the pricing. So what did Rabbanon of Rebbeza say? That if there was Adoye and Tzuras al Deshino, so then the fourth time he also pays only a Chotzin Ezek. Rabbanon of Rebbeza. Rebbeza is the one who says the Shalom. In respect to Rebbeza, we can say Satan was became a menace. But Rabbanon say, ain't Adoye with Tzuras al Deshino. So that means the first time Tzuras al Deshino pays Chotzin Ezek, and the fourth time he pays Chotzin Ezek. So we cannot say Satan was became a menace. So if Rebbeza says that the fourth time he pays Migufei, so it's a raya, the Tzuretz Kiruche, that it's not on the basis of Tzatamud Mkino Meres, but it's on the basis that Tzuretz Kiruche pays Migufei. So maybe the fourth time is Uche, so he also pays Chotzin Ezek. But he couldn't be explained, the Rabbon of Rebbeza could not be explained on the basis of the concept of Tzatamud Mkino Meres. The concept of Satamus became in Eres only applies when one pays in Ezek Sholeh. So there is one half damages that is over and above the original liability when the Sheyo was still in Tam. So we say the original liability that the owner paid. At the first time, so he became Oemeres. Mashein came, if there is only half damages, we cannot apply the concept of Tzatamus became Oemeres. Alright. Tzatamus became Oemeres. Will you also need to buy the other bowling machine? She has about rice in the other, in the Sugas Ashas, the Mire, Kigirse, the Goras, Eloki in Dai, like the second Moshe Rashi. Ulay, or what's the need to buy it? Will we teach a needle, the Rabrezea, will we plead a bit for the Sukhat Rabbonon, will we be Shone, Kirabinon, will we put the Rabab Rabbonon, El Tabaye, Kirabonon, the Sumches, the Ochabits was Kohai. So Tesis accepts the second Moshe Rashi. The Ochabits was Kohai, will we die? We ask the poshit bayim the rove the shadoya mitzruis the ayin mitzruis go chaye vechem mashma v'dikol maru v'dim etol v'regoli mashma dayim v'lo yishinu vechem the ma'isa lo yidu se meyed the achiru chem ma'isa li v'chem so teisves accepts the second Moshe Rashi that the bayim of rove of yishadoya mitzruis is reference to tzruis go chaye according to Rashi so in the case of tzruis go chaye so there is no shaila, of course, in other words. And the only shaila is in respect to Tzuras al Deshino. According to Tesves, so the shaila in the Gemara, the Abaye in the Gemara, whether Yein Shadoye in Tzuras or not, has reference to Tzuras, Kiruchai, Bitemed, Lekamon, Muchach, the Mayer al Deshino, Gamiho, the Boy Rabashe, Yein Shino, the Tzuras, Koma, the Tipshet, the Boy, Yei Shadoye, Michlau, Diei Shinu, Perush, Diei Shinu, Heiche Ose, Nervia Nezek, Li Nezek, Sholem, Li Nezek Sholem, Vechei Likamu Porich, Vobishunehu, Mashma Di Arumut Metutai Vadoye, Niche, Mashma Bai Berobe, Al Dishinu Aire, Vinire, Vittabaye Miboyere, Il Yei Shadoye La, Vi Yei Shadoye Bitzchure Esko Chaye, Gam Al Dishinu Yei Shadoye, דין כעדוי בקרן קסירה, דין עדוי בכל חיה, גם על גישים אין עדוי, דל על גוי הלכה וטרי מיכוך. So what is this a shit? So this is mentioned in the Chiddush. even though this is Chelik HaRashi. According to Rashi, it's the whole body of Tzur, of Yesh Adoy or Ein Adoy, applies exclusively to Tzur HaRashi. But Tzur HaShadoy HaRashinu, obviously. So, there is no Adoy, because it's not Shayach. Adoy and Shayach is something that partakes of the nature of unnaturalness. But Tzur HaShadoy does not partake of the nature of unnaturalness. So the male is not shayach to say habituation. I mean, what's shayach to say habituation? The behemoth habituates itself to eat. Peres, I mean, that's the natural, that's instinctively the natural act. So that's Rashi's thing. So according to Tesis, the Abaye applies to Tzores Kulchai. But once we assume that even by Tzores Kulchai there is a process of habituation, so it's a kavuchimer of logic. That's what Tesis says. That if there is a process of habituation in respect to Tzores Kulchai, alachas kama v'chama, not the kavuchimer of Yalkuse, but plain logic, kavuchimer of logic. So that there is a concept of a process of habituation, of habit formation, in respect to unnatural Tzores. Now, how did we answer Rashi's kasha against the second motion? By saying that what Rashi says, that the gzeras hakosuf of tzures chotzenezek is declaratory of a certain rationale, of a certain concept. It's not gzeras hakosuf like Boradume. It is something that is declaratory of a certain concept, namely that Hezek al dekeche, even though it's not unusual, but it's not as usual, as natural, as Hezek al dekeche for a behemoth. So, who does everything instinctively, not with intelligence, but instinctively. Even the so-called intelligence that modern psychologists attribute to a behemoth, so it's also instinctive intelligence. There is such a thing. But